Third inning now, 4-2 in favor of the homestanding Brewers. Reds come calling against Zach Davies, Zach Cozart, Joey Votto, and Scooter Gennett. Here in inning number three, two-run homer by Schebler cut the Reds' deficit in half in the top of the second. Again, Schebler's 30th of the year. He snapped a 2-for-21 drought, becoming the third Reds player this year to hit the 30-home run plateau. Cozart hits this ball hard to third. Ranging to his left is Shaw. And he'll make the play, and Cozart is retired for out number one. Reds 2018 group tickets, hospitality areas, and party areas are on sale now. Pick a date for your group and enjoy one of the newest and most luxurious options, the Jack Casino Super Suite. This climate-controlled space with an upscale buffet and much more, perfect for groups of 30 to 40. Book today at reds.com/groups. Here's Votto. They bounced out to the first baseman back in the first. It looked at the time like Thames was going to try to go to second first and get a double play. But with Hamilton running, he elected, after looking it over, to simply take the ball to the bag and retire Votto. Joey takes it inside. Two balls, no strikes. Pair of hits for Joey on Sunday against Boston extended what Marty mentioned earlier, an on-base streak that sits now at 26. He had a 29-gamer earlier this year on base, so he's approaching that with six games to go. 2-1 on the way is low, ball three. Three balls and one strike. Sitting third in the National League in hitting at the start of the day. League's leading hitter is Charlie Blackman at 326. Justin Turner at 321, and then Votto at 317. There is ball four to Votto. So extend the on-base streak. Make it 27 straight games in which Votto has reached. He's all with one out here in the third. For the record, Votto now has reached base 309 times this year. Seems like he's a cinch to break his own franchise record of 319 2 years ago. 309 now, so he needs 11 more times on base through the final six games to beat his own franchise record. Gennett takes it high, ball one. Scooter, a little streak of his own going. He's hitting eight games in a row. That is a season best for him. Late there on a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. He had the grand slam against Boston, his fourth grand slam of the year. In fact, he had a homer in each of the games of the homestand. One against Pittsburgh, one against St. Louis, and then the grand slam against Boston. So he's sitting at 27, driven in 94. Ground ball to the right of the second baseman. Grabbed there by Walker. Flipped the second out. Flipped the first out. That's a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. Hit into by Scooter Gennett. We go to the bottom of the third. Brewers up 4-2 on the Cincinnati Bell Reds Radio Network. Bottom of the third now, 4-2 in favor of Milwaukee. Travis Shaw will lead things off. Domingo Santana, Stephen Vogt to follow. Milwaukee 4 in the first, Reds 2 in the second. Brewers batting now in the third. First pitch outside, ball one. Deck McGuire threw 39 pitches in the first inning, 13 in the second. And now on his second pitch here in the bottom of the third, a line drive single in the right by Travis Shaw. And the leadoff man aboard here in the Milwaukee half of the inning. Anyway you look at it, Travis Shaw's had a tremendous year for this Milwaukee club in his first year with this ball club. Even though the second half has not been as productive as the first. 240 batting average since the All-Star break. But they are awfully glad that they were able to pick him up from Boston. In fact, we talked about that this weekend at home, the fact that Tyler Thornburg went the other way, and Thornburg hasn't thrown a pitch for Boston this year due to various injuries. Here's Domingo Santana. Right-handed hitting right fielder, takes it low, ball one. Santana had not done much damage at all against the Reds this year. In fact, in 50 ABs coming into tonight's game, he was hitting just 180 with four RBIs. Ball low there, two balls and no strikes. Reds in the first inning had Alejandro Chacin up and throwing. No action in the second. Nothing yet here in the third. First major league start for the 28-year-old out of Richmond, Virginia, Deck McGuire. Misses low and outside. Now he's fallen behind 3-0. Strike 3-1. What we have seen here so far tonight is not what we had seen out of him in coming out of the bullpen against the Cardinals over there in St. Louis, when he had the help of a double play ball and was able to get around the fact that he dropped a pop-up right to the mound. Fly ball into right field by Santana. Into the corner goes Schebler, and he gets there to make the catch. That's the first out of the inning. And then in subsequent appearances at home against Pittsburgh, the Cardinals, and Boston, totaling 5 2/3 of no-run, two-hit baseball and without a walk. A little different, though, as we talked about earlier, when you start a game. Deck had a tough first inning, four runs, four hits, including the three-run homer by Santana. Relatively easy second with a walk thrown in. And now he's one-on-one out here in the third for the catcher, Stephen Vogt. Their main catcher is Manny Pena, and he has been sidelined down for the last four games with a sprained left thumb. It happened last Wednesday against the Cubs, and they're not sure he's going to come back and play at all this year. Vogt a double into right center his first time. Starts to go, lays off, takes a ball low, one ball, one strike. Ball inside, 2-1. Tomorrow, Homer Bailey opposes Brandon Woodruff. And then Thursday, the late afternoon, starts Sal Romano against Cincinnati native Brent Suter. Check swing, ball inside, 3-1. Looking at the stuff today from Brandon Woodruff, and made note of the fact that he pitched in Colorado Springs most of the year for former Reds AAA manager Rick Sweet. Start thinking about Rick a little bit today, and lo and behold, you get to the ballpark, and there he is down on the field coaching these last couple of weeks with this Brewers team. He was hitting fungos. Wanted to make sure he said hi to all his friends in the Cincinnati area and all in the Reds organization. Three and two to Vogt. Shaw led off the inning with a single to right. Santana flied to right. Now McGuire to Vogt, swing and a miss, and down he goes on strikes. And another off-speed pitch there by the 6'6 right-hander. He's picked up his fourth strikeout. Check that, his fifth strikeout. Three of them at least have come on changeups. Good ones in the first to Braun and Shaw. Another one here to Vogt, who was way out in front. Now McGuire is an out away from putting up a second straight zero after giving up four in the first. Batter is Orlando Arcia. Shortstop, open stance, free swinger. Takes a first pitch strike. Another guy that has not had a very good second half. 251. He hit in the 280s before the All-Star break. Comes into this game overall at 270. This one is low. One ball, one strike. Stretching McGuire pitching. Arcia takes it. Low and outside. 2-1. Brewers figure to win more games this year than they've won since 2011 when they last won the division, piled up 96 wins that year. Borderline strike call, 2-2. They won 82 games in 2014. They won 83 games in 2012. And again, 96 in 2011. This year sitting at 82 and 74. Throw to first, the runner back. Marty was talking about it earlier. Their elimination number for the division is one. Cubs lead the division by six with six to go. Cubs playing in St. Louis tonight. So a Cubs win or a Brewers loss gives the Cubs their second straight division championship. Way up and outside, ball three.
Cardinals are leading that game 3-0 in the bottom of the first.
So right now, things going Milwaukee's way. Their elimination number for the number two wild card is five. Colorado's held that spot most of the year. They're playing at home against Miami. That game just underway. Jose Urena against Tyler Anderson. 3-2, line to left field. That ball will fall in front of Duvall. He came charging in. It looked like he was going to make a diving attempt for it. Pulled up and dropped for a hit. And Arcia has gotten a fastball to his liking deep in both of the bats. And in both of those instances, he's taking advantage. He's 2-for-2. That keeps the inning going. The batter will be Brett Phillips, the center fielder. The Colorado game at home against Miami is just underway. Boston starts the day with a magic number of three in the American League East. They are leading 4-1 at home over Tampa Bay. Are the Yankees. Boston is trailing 5-1 at home to Toronto. Here's Phillips and a swing and a miss by the switch hitting. Pardon me, the left-handed hitting center fielder. Strike one. Four, two Brewers, bottom of the third. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Minnesota can wrap up the number two wild card spot in the American League tonight as well. They have a magic number to win that division win that number two wild card spot of two over the Angels. Foul ball, pass first. Minnesota playing at Cleveland tonight. Now Ariel Hernandez is up and throwing in the Reds bullpen. Deck McGuire sitting at 75 pitches. 0-2 pitch. Inside a ball. McGuire last made a start on the 6th of September in that playoff game we were talking about earlier at Double A. So it's been 3 weeks since he's gone this deep in terms of number of pitches thrown. Trying to get through the third. Just missed inside there. 2-2. Runners at first and second with two out. 4-2 Brewers. The pitch in the dirt, ball three. And now McGuire will throw a 3-2 pitch to Brett Phillips with a runner from second, Shaw. A runner from first, Arcia, both on the move. Phillips getting a lot of playing time these days in center field with the fact that Keon Broxton simply has not hit. Great speed, pretty good defender, but just cannot get on base. Now Tucker Barnhart makes his third trip to the mound in three innings. He and Deck McGuire exchange secret messages. Tucker back behind the plate. Broxton hitting just .222 on the year. He was and has been this year their main center fielder. The pitch with the runners on the move and a foul ball. Broxton hitting .211 since the All-Star break. So Phillips came up after the AAA season ended. They've used him a lot out there, and he's done a pretty good job. McGuire ready again at 3-2. Runners take off. Pitch on the way. Ground ball to second. Handled by Jeanette. Devado, a bad throw. It got by. A run will score. Here comes a second runner. Arcia to the plate. He will score. Runner from second now going to third. And he is safe there. And it's 6-2 in favor of Milwaukee on a routine ground ball to the left of the second baseman, Scooter Jeanette.
Jim, I don't know what happened. It looked like Joey Votto short-armed that ball. Unless he got it, he lost control, lost sight of the ball.
Well, the ground ball was to Scooter's left. He made the throw to Votto, who had to reach to the right.
Yep.
He could feel the runner coming down. It looked like he didn't reach out all the way to get the ball.
No, he short-armed it.
Yeah. Ball went all the way back to the screen behind home plate. Shaw and Arcia score. Phillips ends up at third. And it's 6-2 Milwaukee. In that instance, McGuire did his job, but the defense behind him did not.
It's a throwing error, I'm sure, a charge on Scooter Jeanette. No hit at all, just simply a throwing error that allowed two runs to score.
So now it's the pitcher, Zach Davies. He's fallen behind Davies now. Two balls and no strikes. Next one swung on, popped up. Left side. Cozart calling. Cozart has it. Inning over. But a couple of unearned runs by the Brewers extend their advantage. And after three, it's now the Brewers 6 and the Reds 2 on the Cincinnati Bell Reds Radio Network.